Linner, when are you going to finish scattering that red powder all over the room so that we can hurry up and contact the goddess already?
Jeanette, don't try and pull that big sister spell on me. You come to my domicile. You stay for a month.
2 weeks, Linner. I've only been here for 2 weeks.
And you try and tell me how to practice the craft. Listen, I turned Wicca in 86, back when you were still escorting members of the Inquisition to your bed.
What do you mean, Inquisition? They were businessmen, Linner. What is it with you West Coast sorceresses? You think if you keep pretending we're in the Middle Ages, that puts you more in touch with spirit? No amount of velvet money belts and ugly jewelry are going to put you in touch with spirit any more than designer crystals and too much eyeshadow do. These are not designer crystals, Linner. They're Mytilene Island cave crone stalactites from 1000 BC. Linda, I've been trying to tell you.
All right, all right. Am
I wearing too much eyeshadow?
No, no, I'm sorry.
Well, now tell me, am I? I mean, should I wear less?
No, no. Just let me finish scattering the griffin's blood. All right.
Touch the crystals.
All right. Spit over your left shoulder.
Okay. I don't feel spirit.
No, neither do I. But let's read our questions.
Okay.
You start.
I am. Oh, goddess, please let us invoke you. Let us cooperate. Let us respect each other's issues with practicing the craft.
Would you just please hurry up?
Okay, I am. Will my lover Paul's wife, Polly, really divorce him? Okay, your turn.
All right. Will my son, Ezekiel...
Skeeter, Linner.
What?
He likes to be called Skeeter now.
Goddess, his given name is Ezekiel Christian Fry. Will he find the answer that he's looking for to grow into manhood, or will he turn out to be a ne'er-do-well slut like his dad?
All right. Will our mother, buried under the ice in Alaska...
I don't want to go there. I don't want to ask that. I don't want to go there.
We'll just ask, Linner. If it's meant to be answered, it will be. If it's not meant to be, it won't be. Will she ever find her peace? And will we ever forgive our father's spirit for his crime? Your turn.
Will my ex-husband, Bruce... ever get paroled out of prison so that he can get a job and pay me all the child support that he owes me?
And he owes me, too.
You?
Well, I supported you and Skeeter. You were so coked out during the 80s.
Let's not spat in the presence of spirit. Breathe. I don't feel like we're going anywhere.
Linda, I have an idea. Remember after they took us away from Grandma in Ketchikan and took us to the mission school? When the nuns weren't looking, we used to ride the broom. Let's just go back to the old magic ways before either of us studied. Come on, little sis.
Okay, let me get my bad leg over.
Goddess, take us somewhere.
Somewhere. Oh, I feel we're floating high above the ground.
High up in the celestial space.
In the clouds.
Thank you for flying the Amiable Skies with Airways Air. On behalf of the cabin and flight crew on board with you this evening, I'd like to welcome you aboard Flight 303 to Seattle, Washington. I hope...
Well, you see, the poodle had his leg shot to smithereens outside an abortion clinic in New York. Did you hear of it? Yes, he's the famous poodle who saved the doctor. Hear that, Ballsy? You're famous, you mad, wretched little poodle. No, it couldn't have been on the talk show. I didn't do any talk shows. Oh, yeah, well, the gunman did a few. That's true. Did he have marital troubles? I don't know. I didn't watch. I refused all the talk shows and the book deal. I don't like books about horrific events. I prefer literature. I have, however, consented for him to be poster poodle for Narrow. That's the National Abortion Rights Action League, dear. But first he must recover his strength. I thought the sea air in Seattle would do his legs, the three that remain, some good.
I'm dying for a highball. What do you call it? Cocktail. Stewardess, will the cocktail cart be coming soon?
Good.
Yeah. Could I have another one of your spiffy blankets for Balzac, the small dog?
No, he has a human ticket. I showed it to the...
Thanks very much indeed.
No, I've never been to the West Coast. Strictly Eastern Seaboard. In Europe, naturally. I lived in Europe for several years as a young bride before the war. Terrible how it changed after the war. I thought I ought to see the other side of this continent before I dropped dead.
Well, of course I will, dear. Look at me. I'm nearly as old as the century.
And look at the century.
My hat changed color. Oh, don't be alarmed. It's a mood hat. It changes four different colors with your moods. I bought it in Soho. Balzac's got one as well. Swell, isn't it? Oh, Balzac, will you be having chicken Kiev or Salisbury steak for your supper? They'd like to know in advance.
Huh. I know this woman. She lives near me. Park Avenue, Delphi Apartments. She came to my apartment once collecting signatures against the death penalty.
Huh. She seemed like a crone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think she is a crone.
Well, let's move along. We're going further east.
East, east, south. Oh, it's nice. Meadows, dogwood, cherry trees, suburban ranch-style homes. Oh, no. We're in bed with Paul's wife, Polly, and a black man?
Not bad looking, either.
Goddess, forfend us.
Shh, listen.
Oh, look, Reuben, the crescent moon. Do you know, Reuben, when I was a sassy young housewife, me and my best friend, Bunny Peters, invented something called crescent salad. This was back in Georgia, before Paul got promoted and we moved up here to Virginia. Sheila Marie was just 3 years old. It was back in the 60s. Derek wasn't even born yet. Neither was that old Christian coalition he's in now. You know, I've been thinking about that. When I was coming up, my people were Christian, but we didn't seem to have any need to go around coalitioning. What about your folks? Well, I guess black folks are Baptist, and that's all there is to it. I mean, Reverend Dr. King knew that, and Reverend Jesse Jackson knows that, and... Oh, don't get prickly, Blackberry Paw. I only brought it up because I was reminded the other day of how I loved the black churches when I was a girl. Beverly brought her little grandniece in the kitchen. She was wearing one of them cute little Easter dresses. And I remembered that we used to have an old aunt in South Carolina, and we went to visit her every year at Easter. I was just remembering. Merle's Inlet. You know those marshes off the coast? The old rice plantations? And your folks speak in such a way so as not to be understood by my people? Gullah! That's right. That's what they called it. Well, my old aunt was what we used to call a high southern eccentric, and she'd gone and learned to speak it. She did. And on Easter Sunday, she would wake me up early, early in the day, before the hummingbirds had hit the feeder on the back porch, and she'd say, "Come on, Pollyanna." She liked to call me that because I'm Pollyanne. Say, "Pollyanna, we're going to the other Easter. Come on." And then we'd set off on foot into the saltwater marshes. All the ash trees were hung with Spanish moss, and we'd go past these lonely little houses that your folks had built. There was a fair bit of Negro-owned property in Merrill's Inlet. That was another thing that was special about the area. And Aunt Sister led me way out past them to a shack church. That's all it was a shack with the cross of Jesus on it. And Aunt Sister had been made an honorary member.
And we would kneel down there and pray. And it was spooky. All them little gals in bright dresses and lace, they looked like sweet little gingerbread cookies with multicolored frostings. And me and just my nighty with an old coat of sisters thrown over. And we kneeled down and we swayed together. And people got up and spoke in words I'd never heard and I doubt I'll ever hear again. Unless you can one day take me to a place like that, Reuben, but I don't know if you can, because all the people down that way are strange as beans, black and white alike. I mean, they eat crawdads by the pailful. It may be the marsh air, I'm not sure. My aunt's sister, she knew more ghosts than she did living people. Half the family we visited up there in South Carolina were dead. You know, some of them still had places set for them at the table. Some of them rocked on chairs out on the porch. Some of them you'd see them out in the drive, just darting in and out behind the poplar trees. And there was one who would just sit some nights at her dresser, combing her hair. I was thinking of all that as we kneeled and we swayed, and folks stood up, ladies in their colorful skirts, and the door was hardly hung from the frame, so the wind blew right in through it, and women stepped around and over others who lay and bumped in the aisle, and the language they spoke was something like tongues that had been pickled in African jars, but soaked in American vinegar, and out they come, tasting so familiar, but you can't make out the sense of it, because it's not sensible speech. It's the sounds of the words, under the sense, and from under the pews, I felt the wind come and touch my toes, and then a big lady stood up in a bright purple dress, and she took off her white hat, and she waved that hat, and I swore that the breeze coming from that hat was the only breeze in the room, and then she took a breath, and we all breathed with her, and then she was seized and shaken and carried away, and I swore that she looked like a dragonfly that I had seen, and that the words that she spoke sounded just like the whir that his dragonfly wings made. And that was the first Easter Sunday that my aunt's sister took me there, and she took me there every Easter Sunday after that until she died one July when I was 8. How did I get onto my childhood? Oh, you just transport me somewhere after we make love, Reuben. I almost feel as if a spiritual presence had come into the room and was hovering there listening to us. Do you know what I mean? Hee hee. Well, what was I telling you about? Oh, crescent salad. Well, now, crescent salad was everything that you had left over in the fridge. Take and cut it into crescent moons. Everything. Celery, potatoes, marshmallows, hee hee. And then we just slathered mayonnaise on it and called it crescent salad. Me and Bunny Peters invented it in the 60s when we were bored. Well, you know how mayonnaise reigned supreme in the 60s, especially for us gals down in southern Georgia. We didn't know. Cholesterol, we just didn't know. Well, maybe that's why Sheila Marie is such a health nut these days. Imagine the amount of mayonnaise that I subjected that child to at an early age. Why did I get on that? Oh, the half moon, that's why, blackberry pie. You make me swoon and half moon and looney tune. Whee! I'm Polly, the swoony looney toony. Hee-hee! And I'm speaking in tongues. Don't ever leave me. And take me to a church one day. Huh. Kelsa Priest. I like her.
Well, it's not so surprising, really. I mean, you've both been involved with the same man for a long time.
Huh. I wonder if she'll give him a divorce.
Oh. She'll give him a divorce if she can keep the house.
No, she can keep the house.
Oh, we're blowing west, west, across the nation. I can feel my son. He's calling to me. West, west. Here's my son.
Oh, Linda, he's having sex. Linda, I think we should depart.
Oh, come on. Just one minute.
No, I don't think it's appropriate.
No, shh, just one minute. Oh, Sable, you're so severely sultry.
Oh. more sultry than clove?
No. Yeah. Most sultry, dripping, most salvacious and copious with seltzer.
But what about Chloe?
What about her? You're so sable-licious and savory. Two sabes.
No sabes. Tell me, dude, what are your convalescing inflections for my best friend and first cohort, Clove?
She's most assuredly fair, and enticing. And all like that, and she's not here, and you are.
But a minute ago you were all pitifully waxing to go north to retrieve her. From her misguided adventures, chasing Kobe and the friendly ghost.
Yeah, that's true. But I wanted you to accompany me. With you, Sable. With you.
So you love me only and will forsake Club?
But then I'd be hazarding stealth and mendacity, the two masculine manners most loathed by those of your ferocious sex.
Go away, Skeeter. I wish you'd never come back to Santa Cruz.
Ta-ta. Au revoir, and like that.
Whatever.
I'm going.
Go!
Oh, Sable, you're so...
Me or her? Witch!
You're a witch. You bewitched, bothered, and beset me.
Renounce, Clove!
I renounce Clove!
Clove and her raging, hectic ways!
Sable! I do. I renounce her.
Clove and her hoppy red hair.
Yeah.
Clove and her hexen treebark eyes. And her tired white skin.
Skin.
And her churning brain foam. Fuck Clove.
No. You.
Me?
Push her off a cliff.
No! I love her! She's my girl, dude! We have to go north to Seattle to retrieve her!
I know. All right, and we'll do that. We'll go to Seattle then. That corporate dude, Paul, I told you about, he's my friend. He'll grease our wheels. We'll fly.
Put your mood hat back on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. My mood hat.
It changed colors.
Ah, well, it would have to change colors.
I still want you to hate Clove.
No, that. I can't be hoaxes with you. I can't hate her. I can't renounce her. I told you I'm stricken with love for both of you.
Still? Even after?
That's the most ponderous pregunta. I never did this with anybody. Not Clove or anybody. I'm yours, Sable. But I must upheave. I still retain an unfathomed fancy for that girl, dude. My heart is famished by her. Where you feed it most succulently.
I vow I'll win it.
I vow I'll lose it.
Let's smoke cigarettes.
Most definitely.
All I've got are clothes.
What?
Ever.
I'm worried. He's just like his old man. Exactly.
I told you we shouldn't have watched. Come on. Get back on the broomstick, Linda. Come on.
We're blowing east, east, back across the country.
To the middle.
Past it. Oh, there's Marion Federal Penitentiary.
Let's pass in. Oh, the steel is so chilly.
Oh, how far down are they keeping him? Poor Bruce.
Don't pity him, Linda. That's how men control women, by exciting their pity.
Oh, here he is on the lowest bunk. Look at him asleep. He always looks so hapless asleep.
Linda, pretty Linda, is that you? You always were one hell of a psychic lady. You used to get me real bent out of shape. Now it's useful. Listen, I got a message for you. Back in 83, I buried a shitload of pot money in the Seattle area, in case I wasn't around when Ezekiel came of age. If you go to Seattle in May, one of my old associates will find you. You'll know him. You know him well. Now Ezekiel's almost of age. I want my son to have that bounty.
Same old Bruce. His son. What about my little sister, Linda? Same old Bruce. His son.
Good to dream you, Linda. Is that your foxy spitfire sister, Jeanette, with you?
Hi, Bruce. You cad.
Would the two of you not flirt? I don't think it's appropriate to flirt on the astral plane.
I don't know. I had some pretty erotic dreams involving...
That's enough. Goodbye, ex-husband.
Bye, pretty Linda.
Bye, Bruce. You burn out.
Bye, Jeanette.
Come on, let's go. Jeanette.
What?
You know.
North to Alaska.
Jay, I'm frightened. I hear the ice creaking under the glacier. I can't. I'm frightened.
Hold my hand, Linner. We must contact Mama. Mama, are you there?
I see her.
I see her, too.
She's frozen. She looks just like she did in that photo from 1961. She's wearing the same apron.
Mama? Ah, stay. Linda, stay still. She's talking.
She's saying.
She's speaking our Eskimo language.
go back to Alaska, find her body and bury her.
Let's return to Portland.
Are you okay, little sister? We've got to do it. We've got to go north. We'll stop in Seattle. We'll get that buried treasure. We'll find Skeeter. And then we'll go north and excavate Mama from that ice.
Why? Why did Daddy do that?
It's okay. Come here, Linda. It'll be okay. We'll put her to rest.
We will.
Yes, we will. That was some broomstick ride, huh?
Yeah. That was one cosmic hitch.